This is Good News Hour, and your speaker at this time is Evangelist David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado. And we're happy to be with you again today to bring another message either into your homes, offices, shops, or cars. Great many people have been reached and saved by the grace of God through turning on the radio. Many men and women will be in heaven just because they turned on their radio and listened to a message from God's Word about His Son, and they accepted Him and were saved. May that be true of you as you listen to me at this time, for I'm reading now in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. We have to the praise of the glory of His grace in verse 6, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. 7 now. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Why, beloved friends, think of that. We have Jesus died for us, that He might redeem us, that He might cleanse us, that He might wash us from our sins in His own precious blood. And we had to the praise of the glory of His grace. That's the unmerited grace of the Savior, in that He came down from heaven. I tell you, men and women, our Savior was not a product of the earth. You and I are. Our Savior was the Lord from heaven. There was none on earth that could save us, and we were not able to save ourselves. In fact, the Word of God tells us, none can give to God a ransom for his brother or in any wise redeem him. You can't save brother. You can't save children. You can't save father and mother. But thank God we're able to tell you right at this time how you can be saved. Your father has no part in it. Your mother has no part in it. But the Savior did it all. Well, we sing, Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain, but He washed me white as snow. In verse 7, once again, we have these words, in whom we have redemption. And that word, redeem, means to buy back. And the Word of God says from the book of Isaiah, we were sold under sin. And then He tells us, we shall be redeemed without money. Now, listen once again to this. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18. For as much as ye know, ye were not redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold, but now but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without spot and a lamb without blemish. This is what it cost our God. This is what it cost our Savior. And I tell you, we stand by and we look at Him going out to the cross of Calvary, and we view that outstretched form, and He opened not His mouth, and He never said, I'll get even, I'll get vengeance on you, but He opened not His mouth. But I'll tell you what He did. When He was on that cross, just before He gave up this life, He raised up His eyes and head to heaven and said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Father, forgive them. Listen, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man that shed his blood on the cross for sin, through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by this man, him, all that believe are justified from all things from which they could not be justified by the law of Moses. My friends, as you hear that today, that was found in Acts chapter 13. It was verses 38 and 39. I remember many, many years ago my father telling me this. He went out into South Dakota and there took up a homestead. And of course the neighbors gathered together and they said, well, we're going to have a community Sunday school. And so they gathered all in all that had any smell of religion about them to see what they could start, what they could do with a little in that part of the country. Well, my father came, and there was a great number of men and women, boys and girls that testified, and many of them, I thank God, I'm saved and sanctified and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Well, thank God for that. But little short testimonies were given, And then one man, a neighbor to my father, said, Mr. Horn, you haven't spoken yet. Will you give us your testimony? Well, he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you one that is so much better than mine that, he said, if you hear this one, you'll never want to hear mine again. And so he said, this one was the Apostle Paul speaking, and he gave the verse that I just repeated, and he got up and read, be it known unto you, God wants you to know, that through this man, the man Christ Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by that man, the Savior, all that believe are justified from all things. And he finished, and they said, Mr. Horn, you're a preacher. No, I'm not a preacher. I'm a would-be farmer. I've just taken up a homestead. But he knew the Lord, and he loved the Lord, and he could preach the gospel, and he was a helpful man of God all the days of my life. I remember that man as one of the greatest men I ever knew, my own father that lived for God. And the last thing that he said was this. On a Saturday night, he said, on Sunday, you will be going out to the gospel chapel, and there you'll meet with the saints to speak about the Lord and remember the Lord in his death and dying love for us until he come again. But he said, I'll be with himself in the kingdom of God. And in a few short hours, my father left this scene, passed out of time into eternity, but it was home to be with Christ, which is far better. And I tell you, he went to see them one that he loved and that he worshipped, that he adored and lived for all the days of my life and even beyond my birth. He was a man of God, and God used him in the things of God. Now, beloved friends, this is what redemption does. The Word says again, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Imagine men and women that have lived and died, lived and had millions of sins put to their account. Millions of sins down against them. They live daily in open sin. And he says, through this man, why, you don't mean to say, said someone, it's for bad people, do you? Only sinners get saved. Only sinners can have salvation. There is none for good people. They don't need it. But there are none good, the Word of God said. There is none good, no, not one. And so we all need redemption, buying back as we were sold under sin. Well, once again, we're going to speak on, he was raised for our justification. Now, he had died, and he was buried, and on the third day, God raised him from the dead by the power of an endless life. Now, note this, in Romans chapter 4, and verse 25, we have these words, he was delivered for our offenses, that was to the cross of Calvary. He was raised out of the grave for our justification. God gave him to die. And because the sinless Savior died in my place, and God took that sinless one back to heaven, and there he is at the right hand of God, a Prince and a Savior, and he's there to justify me, to clear me. He died to save me, and he lives to keep me, and one of these days he's coming again for me. Well, in Hebrews chapter 7, we have one that lives for us, but I want to read this verse to you, and this is what it says. Wherefore, he is able to save to the uttermost all that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth. He ever liveth. And he lives to make intercession for me, intercession for us, and all beloved friends. I wonder if you know him. You know, the Word of God says, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, to know him. I tell you, men and women, we'd like to have you know him. And how can I know him, said someone. Well, in John, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, these things have I written unto you, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God, to know him. I tell you, friend, and he's well worth knowing. And I couldn't think of another that I could introduce you to that should mean so much to you. And I can tell you one thing, No one ever has done so much for you. Mothers and fathers have worked almost their fingernails off to do for their family. But our Savior not only worked His fingernails off, but He gave up His life, took my place in death, died for my sins. I wonder, men and women, how any person, knowing that God sent Christ, His only Son, that sinless, spotless one, and He came and died for sin not His own, your sin, how couldst thou say Him nay? How canst thou refuse Him? How canst thou pass Him by? I beg of you at this time, close in with God's beloved Son. And let me tell you something. You in that coming day, you would even now, but in the coming day, you would rejoice that you lent your ear to the Word of God and opened your heart to the message and received that Savior. Let me again give you one verse of Scripture. This is found in Psalm chapter 17 and verse 15. And the Word of God, it was David speaking. This is what he said. I shall be satisfied when I wake in thy likeness. I tell you, isn't that something? We shall be satisfied when we wake in His likeness. Now, beloved friends, we are not in His likeness today. But Philippians chapter 3 tells us this. This one is coming, and He's coming back again, and He's going to change our vile bodies, these bodies of humiliation, and fashion them like unto His own glorious body. Then we shall be what we would be. Then we shall be what we should be. I tell you, the outlook is wonderful. It's thrilling, men and women, to know that I'm going to get a glorified body and I'm going to spend eternity with the Lord in glory. Oh, but someone says, are you quite sure? Can anybody tell in this life? Can we know? Yes, He was delivered for our offenses. He was raised for our justification, Romans 5 and 1. Therefore, on the ground of that, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, is He yours? Will you not have Him today as the Savior that loved you and died for you and says, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.